Polly and the Wolf Again by Catherine Storr, read by Josie Lawrence. The Clever Wolf and Poor Stupid Little Polly, 1. The wolf sat at home in his kitchen, where he usually enjoyed himself so much. His elbows were on the table, and he was chewing. But there was no feeling of peace, of comfortable fullness, of not being likely to be hungry again for several hours, which was how the wolf liked to feel in his own house. The table was covered with sheets of paper. Some of them had only a word or two written on them. Some had a whole sentence. Most of them were blank. Presently the wolf sighed, spat out the object he had been chewing, it was a pencil, and tried again. On a large clean sheet of paper he wrote laboriously, "One day the clever wolf caught Polly and ate her all up." He stopped. He read what he had written. Then he read it again. He put the pencil back between his teeth and began to search among the sheets of paper for something. When he found it, he opened it flat on the table and leant over it, spelling out the longer words as he read. It was a book. But reading did not seem much more satisfactory than writing. Every now and then the wolf snarled, and at last he shut the book up with a snap and pushed it away from him. But as he did so, his eyes fell on the cover and the name of the book, printed there in large black letters. Clever Polly and the Stupid Wolf. "It's so unfair," he muttered angrily to himself. "Clever Polly, indeed, just because she's managed to escape me for a time and calling me stupid. Me! Why, I always used to win when we played hide the piglet as wolf cubs. Stupid wolf, I'll show them. I'll write a book full of stories which will show how clever I am, far cleverer than that silly old Polly."